Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:54 p.m. and that is Pacific Standard Time, and today is December 29th. And today gold rallied by $14 and almost 80 cents, and that is the biggest rally that we've seen in nearly 2 months. And it is now challenging what has been a very consistent progression of lower rally highs. Follow through tomorrow and a sustained move above the $1,175 area would then break that progression and signal a low of at least near-term and potentially medium-term significance. I think we could perhaps already argue that it has a low of near-term significance, but it really does need to be able to sustain that low on any pullback. We need a progression of higher reaction lows to really demonstrate that demand is returning beyond really what is so far just short-term steadying. When we look at the Amex Gold Bugs Index, or I guess it isn't Amex anymore, it is the NYSE ARCA Gold Bugs Index, to give it its proper term, then what we have seen now is that the progression of lower rally highs has been broken. That progression has really been in evidence since the beginning of August, and now this is the most substantive rally that we've seen in really quite a long time. This has been a swinging pullback overall in the gold sector. And we can see on the longer term chart, you know, how impressively the sector had rallied from the very beginning of the year, and going from 100 to almost 300 in the space of 7 months is a truly impressive performance, and it has given up about half of that. So it is now at least at a reasonable period where we can start to ask questions about, has it fallen enough already? What will certainly confirm that we have a low of more than short-term significance for a lot of investors, I suspect, is when we see the index trading back above the 200-day moving average. And the MA is now right in the region of 200, and the index is trading around 187. So it was up 10 today. And another couple of days like this, and we will have evidence that we are back in a demand-dominated environment for the gold mining sector. And if we look at just a small number of those shares, then, for example, Newmont was among the better performers on the S&P 500 in here today. And that is a pretty impressive rally, that it is now breaking the progression of lower rally highs, and it is trading back above the 200-day moving average, having bounced from that $30 area. And when we look laterally back across to the left of the chart, then $30 was an area of resistance previously. And the fact that it is now acting as an area of support is rather bullish. When we look then at some of the shares that had perhaps exhibited the largest pullbacks overall, then we definitely see, for example, with Fresnillo, that it had pulled back very, very sharply. Going from 2,000 to 1,000 is a very large move, and now that short-term oversold condition would appear to be being unwound. Then when we look at a number of the other shares, you're going to get a very similar story. I don't think there's I need to go through them in just one by one, but what we can do very, very quickly in the chart library is to go to the International Equity Library, click on the Gold Bugs Index, hit View All Charts, and then you can scroll through them very, very quickly. And we can see that certainly there have been a number of pullbacks, but there are a substantial number trading in the region of their respective trend means. So they are oversold, and this is a sector that is perhaps not quite as low as it was at the beginning of last year, but it has had a swinging pullback. And when people are looking at what it is that might represent a cheap sector at the beginning of 2017, well, a lot of the fat has been cut out of the gold mining sector over the last 5 months. So it is certainly in there with a fighting chance to be among the better performers in the first month of next year. just by virtue of the fact that it is so very depressed. It was a relatively quiet day on stock markets, and what we can see really quite clearly is that the short-term overbought condition is being very gradually unwound just by virtue of the index going sideways. That doesn't mean, of course, that we aren't going to get a little bit of additional volatility. Volatility measures, not least the VIX, are at really quite depressed levels, and the potential for just additional volatility as we enter the first week of the year cannot be discounted. If we go back and we look at that S&P chart over the last 10 years, then and just pay particular attention to what has happened in the first part of the year, then we get a decline in 2009. We got a very short-term decline at the beginning of 2010. We got a short-term rally at the beginning of 2011. We got a rally in 2012. We got a rally in 2013. We got a big pullback at the beginning of 2014. And if you'd bought that dip, you would have been set up for the rest of the year. It was a pretty similar story for 2015. 2016 started out the year with a swinging pullback, and that again, if you'd bought the dip, you would have been set up for the rest of the year. And now we are entering the beginning of 2017, and if the market were to surge higher from here, then it would, I think, probably look like we were going to get an acceleration and a very wide overbought condition. Perhaps we could have a short, sharp pullback at the beginning of the year, which would unwind that overextension relative to the trend mean. We get the index back to perhaps just below 2200, and that would represent a buying opportunity for anyone who was looking for one. And that would make sure that the progression of higher reaction lows holds, that the overbought condition is unwound, and it would offer a rather favorable entry opportunity for people that perhaps missed the explosive move that we have had since the beginning of, or at least the since the presidential election. Now, we obviously know that the inauguration is going to happen on January 20th, and then it is the first 100 days. There has been a lot of good news priced in already, and there is the potential that this is a buy the rumor, sell the news kind of environment. So, with volatility measures so very low, there is the potential that we do get some additional volatility. And when we look at government bond yields, they have surged higher in a very similar manner, and they are now unwinding at least part of that very deep oversold condition on the price. When we look at the 10-year future, which will be the yield turned upside down, we can see that we are back at price lows that we haven't seen since 2013, 20, and early 2014. There is a very deep oversold condition evident, and the even if we were to give full credence to the belief that the highs are in, that this is a developing top formation, there is certainly no denying that in the very short term we have an oversold condition, and that there is ample potential that that could be unwound, and that it could still encounter resistance in the region of the trend mean and then decline. We are certainly presented with a massive reaction against the prevailing uptrend. It is a type 2 top formation characteristic, but what so often follows those type 2 top characteristics is right-hand extension, and that I think in this case could also be considered the base case. There are a lot of developments that need to occur within the fixed income markets, and the inauguration of a new administration, which is about to embark on additional issuance of debt, and has certainly been talking about issuing extremely long-term debt. Well, that is going to have an effect on the bond markets, which have been rallying, not least on a lack of supply because the Fed has been buying so many bonds. So that is certainly something to keep in mind. When we look at the rest of the world, then the and I'm just going to pull up the the world equity page on Bloomberg, we can quite clearly see that the majority of markets in Europe were in slightly negative territory. And part of the reason for that was because the euro was a little bit firmer. It is coming back up towards that 105 area. The yen was also a little firmer. And that really does help to hammer home the fact that it is euro weakness is one of the primary catalysts for driving nominal price increases in those European stock markets, and the euro is somewhat oversold at current levels. It has stabilized around 104. There is clear selling pressure following any significant rally over the last 3 months, and despite the fact that there is some short-term oversold conditions here, a sustained move really above 108 would be the minimum required to even begin to consider that the euro has found anything other than just short-term support. And that could also suggest that short-term overbought conditions on some of those European stock markets and the mid-caps have been among the better performers. Well, they may not be able to just surge higher unless we get the euro breaking below the 104 level. When we look at the yen, it has had a very big move. It got almost all the way up to 120, and 100 to 120 is a substantial devaluation in a very short period of time. And yet that has also gone up, the dollar has gone up so very, very quickly that there is the potential that we get some consolidation for the dollar. And that would allow some of the short-term overbought conditions that have evolved in some of these markets to be unwound. The Second Section Index, for example, in Japan has done spectacularly well, but there is absolutely no denying that there is a wide overbought condition and a very wide overextension relative to the trend mean, even if this is a medium-term bull market environment. And when we consider that this is the end of the year and that there is only one more trading day left, then it is not beyond the bounds of possibility at all that we do get some consolidation at the beginning of 2017. In China, the administration is struggling a little bit in here. What we are seeing is that there is a lot of political machinations going on, but they need to also, despite the fact that there has been a degree of uncertainty thrown into the geopolitical machinations because of Trump and his views towards Taiwan. There is also the fact that there has been a lot of money leaving the system. And Bitcoin is representative of that more than any other factor. And the fact that it has rallied so spectacularly up to $1,000 per Bitcoin, and that we are now approaching the first of the year, potentially suggests that it is now going to pull back, and not least because there is a rule in China that any citizen can convert $50,000 worth of renminbi. That's their quota for the year. Most people have already, who of the mind to do it, have already done it this year, and their quota is rekindled again on the first of the year. If they can move into dollars, there's not nearly the impetus to move into Bitcoin, and therefore we might see Bitcoin pulling back next week. And of course, that would also give us plenty of evidence that it is being primarily driven by Chinese trying to move their money out of the country. And that is perhaps one of the most bullish characteristics for the stock market, because if the stock market fails to hold its progression of higher reaction lows, then that would confirm that to local investors that they don't have many opportunities in which to invest domestically, and therefore they have to move their money offshore. And of course, the value of the renminbi is a lightning rod, but it has got up to 700 to the round 7 level, and the dollar has raced to get there. So there is potential for some consolidation in the region of the round 7, but it would require a swingeing pullback and a sustained move below the 200-day moving average to confirm that the Chinese don't want a weaker currency, and just about everything points towards the fact that they do want a weaker currency. And of course, because China is allowing its currency to devalue, then the Asia dollar index has been pulling back, but with and there is also a very deep oversold condition here. And if we were to take out the measuring tape, we could probably say that that was an upside key reversal today, but it's so small that clear upside follow through tomorrow would be required to really suggest that a low of more than very, very short term significance has been found. But I think anybody can see that this is a really quite a deep oversold condition, so there is potential for that to also be unwound. And I think that is perhaps the best way to think about markets at this particular juncture, that we are in this quiet period between Christmas and New Year, and it is easier for people to move in and to change the direction of trends, particularly overextended trends, either up or down at this particular time. The fact that we are starting to see some movement in both the currencies and in precious metals, and that the VIX is beginning to turn a little bit here, would suggest that we can expect some additional volatility over the next few weeks. And I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.